This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
If we have anybody on the internet, I'd like to welcome them also. Just going to let everybody know that we have one bill on the docket today, and there's an amendment that we are working on right now with that to combine the amendment that's online, excuse me, with another little word change that the sponsor is requesting. So with that, remind everybody to turn off your cell phones or have them on silent. If you have any handouts, please utilize our pages to distribute them. And this time I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Barthel.
Here.
Chafee.
Here.
Schwach.
Excused. He's in the meeting.
Excused. Freimuller, excused. Greenfield.
Here.
Hammack.
Here.
Mullally.
Here.
Overweg.
On my way. Here.
Reed.
Here.
Reimer.
Here.
Sullivan.
Here.
York. Excused. Otten.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. So, next item up is approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second. I have a first from Representative Chafee, a second from Representative Reed to move the minutes. Any discussions on that? I don't know if you guys read that or not, but there was a lot going into that last week, and our committee secretary did a good job of rounding that all up. So, and Claire from LRC. So there was a lot of moving parts last week on that. So, any further discussion? Not all in favor, say aye. Any opposed? So moved. The minutes are approved. At this time, I'd like to have our pages come up and introduce yourselves and just say a little bit who you are and if you have any future plans.
Alrighty, my name is Carmen Bruner. I am from Butte County in Nisland, and I plan to go to School of Mines after high school for either chemistry or mathematics.
Do you happen to have a relationship to any Bruners that roam around the Capitol up here?
Yes, I do. My dad is Representative Bruner.
Very good.
Hi, my name is Emma Rhodes. I'm from Lake Preston, and I plan on going to Lake Area to get my RN.
Very good. Do we have any personal privileges? Seeing none, we'll get into the bill hearings, and the one and only bill on the docket today is House Bill 1264, an act to revise provisions regarding the procurement of public improvements. And as I had mentioned, that we were working on another amendment. So if you refresh your computer, if you're on that home page, that amendment will pop up at the bottom, and that is now Amendment 1264B. And this time I'll take proponent testimony, and you can talk to the amendment and the bill, and then we'll move it all at that time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. David Anderson, representative from District 16. I'm bringing you this bill and this amendment B for the Municipal League. It's really just changing a couple of dates in the reference document that they use in this section of the code. With that, I will go back to my committee and turn it over to Municipal League representatives. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We really appreciate Representative Anderson's willingness to bring this forward for us. As we got into session, we were alerted or made aware by a city attorney's office that these references in this section were old and that the AIA, which updates these documents every 10 years, had last done the update in 2017 and were no longer going to support the 2007 documents. And so that's the reason the bill is here in front of you, and it pretty simply does just exactly what it looks like it does. So we'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you for the proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the House Local Government Committee. Justin Smith, an attorney from Sioux Falls. I am the registered lobbyist for AIA South Dakota. The American Institute of Architects is the organization nationally that puts out form, construction, and architectural contracts that are used by businesses across the United States and actually internationally every year. So the form documents that are used contain terms that have been negotiated and honed over decades of work. I appreciate the Municipal League and Representative Anderson for working with us on the amendment, which will correctly identify the AIA documents that will be implicated in this statute. We do support this legislation to keep abreast of the most current version of these contracts. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to stand by, but otherwise we'd ask for your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Further proponents? Any further proponents on House Bill 1264? Seeing none, we'll move into opponent testimony. Any opponent testimony? Any opponent testimony on House Bill 1264? Seeing none, we will waive the rebuttal and move into committee questions. Do I have any questions from the committee? Representative Chafee.
Do we need to make a motion for an amendment?
Yes, we do. And that would be the amendment 1264B.
I'd like to make that amendment motion now.
Thank you. Easy for you to say, huh?
Second.
All right, we have a first move amendment 1264 from Representative Chafee, second from Representative Greenfield. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. Oh, you got discussion on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, Representative Mulally.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a question because I'm not versed on what AIA document A210, is that a copyright symbol there? I've never seen that in any statutes I've ever read since I've been a legislator. And so can you explain to me what that means?
Mr. Chairman? Certainly, Representative Mulally, I'd be happy to. AIA document A201, General Conditions of Contract for Construction, is the master contract that governs any construction project. And under that, you'll have subcontracts. But the General Conditions document is a form contract with standardized construction terms that is put out by AIA National. And then it can be used in construction projects anywhere in the country. Architects and general contractors like using these documents because it saves them time and expense on legal fees, where you don't have to draft up a totally individualized brand new contract for every construction project. The reason why you see the copyright symbol, I don't know that it's necessarily important to have that in there, but you're right. I would agree. I haven't seen copyright symbols anywhere else in the code. The reason it's there is because AIA documents are proprietary, and so therefore they're put out by AIA National. Rather than, you know, somebody plagiarizing or copying those contracts completely, they pay, I believe, some kind of standard fee to AIA National to use those contract documents on many projects.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't see that you had a question. Any further questions on the motion to amend? Seeing none, all right, I have a first from Representative Chafee, a second from Representative Greenfield to move Amendment 1264B. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Bill's amended. Now I'll take any committee discussion or action or questions on the bill at this time. Representative Chafee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A move do pass 1264 as amended.
Second.
All right. I have a first from Representative Chafee, a second from Representative Hammack on a do pass as amended. Comments on those, on that motion from anybody?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. To streamline this process, no comments.
Representative Mulally.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be supporting the bill. I'm just a little concerned about having a copyright symbol in our statute. I've never seen it anywhere, and it feels weird to me.
Fair enough. Further comments?
Sure.
Representative Hammack?
if you ever endeavor to read this document, one time is enough.
Any further discussion? All right, seeing none, we have a due pass motion on House Bill 1264 as amended, with the first from Representative Chafee, a second from Representative Hammack. I'll have the Secretary call the vote.
Representatives Barthel?
Aye.
Chafee?
Aye.
Schwach is excused. Freimuller is excused. Greenfield?
Aye.
Hammack?
Aye.
Mullally?
Aye.
Overweg?
Aye.
Reed?
Aye.
Reimer?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
York excused. Otten?
Aye.
We have 10 yea.
So House Bill 1264 as amended has received affirmative vote by 10-0 with the due pass motion to go to the floor and has been passed. This is eligible for consent. So I certify this to be going on the consent calendar. And with that said, we'll try to get an answer to Representative Mullally's question. Correct? All right. It will be on consent. Well, that takes care of our calendar. I think we'll whip through that in about 8 minutes flat here, folks. So is there anything for the good of the committee? If not, I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a first from Representative Chafee, a second from Representative Overweg to adjourn. Any discussion on that motion? Not. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. We are adjourned. Thank you, guys.